charming, let me tell you this. The human mind grows when it looks at pretty art. If you expose the human mind to beauty, colors, and form, it makes people happy. And everyone wants to be happy. Who doesn't want to be happy? People say, I throw the best parties. The best parties. Yes, I throw the best parties. And you know why that is? Because I'm happy. I'm a happy person. And I collect good and happy art.
Cheers to that.
Yes, that's, cheers
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, that's really nice. I think we have a rooftop talk coming up. Would you and your husband like to join us? Don't wear heels though. It's on the fifth floor.
Darling. I have gone up and down clubbing in Manhattan in my heels. My husband is super fond of discos. But tell me something, don't you have an elevator?
Yeah, we are about that. Yeah, we use that up for the storage space.
Ooh.
So yeah, but anyway, this rooftop talk that she's mentioning, it's actually a series of talks that we host on the Vassal rooftop. Vassal has always had some kind of talks in some capacity, actually. Previously, they would have art shares where artists would share their works with other art, the art community. We have art studies. We've had, whenever resident artists come to live with us, they come and share their works at universities and schools.
Oh my God.
So we've always had some kind of talks. But, I mean, last year we made it a thing. So we had... We formalize it. We call it the Rooftop Talk series, and then we invited artists, or we would invite a curator and an artist, or moderate a dialogue or a panel discussion, and we would have it on our rooftop where we can have about like 100 people audience.
Yeah, 100. And this would happen like once a month at least.
But you know, so that actually all sounds amazing. But you know what? Because I throw great parties, and I'm telling you this. What you should actually do is get an elevator. And then once you get an elevator, what we should do is host a soiree at your rooftop. Fly in an international DJ. And you know what? Auction the paintings. Get artists to donate paintings. Auction them off. And you know, and then invite the artists. Get them to speak to the guests and convince them to buy the paintings. Yes.
Wow, that sounds really interesting, and I'm sure you're right. But our current direction seems pretty successful for us. Mm-hmm. We had the artist community attending these talks. We've had students and their friends. It's been good. I think at some point we plan on sharing videos or audios of these talks, so they almost become archival material for the people to look back at.
Ooh, okay, that sounds quite fascinating. It sounds amazing, actually. But you know, like with talks, I was thinking, because I think a lot, we really should think about the history of talks. You know, maybe I was thinking mankind has grown out of the era of speeches. Only politicians give speeches now. And no one takes a politician seriously anymore. Talks are the new speeches. But you know, I do wonder how many people actually listen to talks anymore. But you know what? When I talk, everyone listens.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. They do. They love listening to me.
Plus, sure.
Passing on knowledge for free is such a grand gesture, Janice, I'm telling you. I was actually thinking of hosting a conference in my garden because it's beautiful. And I'm currently writing a paper on the aesthetics of art.
Really?
Yes, I am. On the aesthetics of art. Oh, I can't even pronounce the word anymore. It's going to be cutting edge, I tell you. And you know what? I want everyone to benefit from my intelligence.
When one is bestowed with such a great voice and a naturally acquired elegant accent, talks are the way to go. Maybe Champa could give a talk on the psychological impact of visually striking paintings in one's drawing room. Or she could talk about how the definition of art keeps evolving constantly. So much to talk about and to think about. Sometimes Champa felt being an intellectual is such a curse.
Well, you seem to have a lot of thoughts about art. Are you interested to moderate an artist talk, maybe?
Oh, what, yeah.
You know, we often host them on our rooftops or in small study groups at universities and galleries to discuss art practices. They're pretty helpful for the students and the emerging artist. We draw comparisons, discuss methods and mediums, ideas, and you seem to have a lot of them. It gets you to understand work better.
Are you actually asking me to moderate a talk? I mean, Jani, I would absolutely love to, you know. Like, I honestly think if you get me to moderate a talk, it would actually bring in like 500 people and you won't be able to fit everyone on your roof. Then you need an elevator.
Yeah, true. And plus, we're booked for the next, what, 3 years of it. Yeah, I'll let you know.
We can talk about it. I'll come over for lunch.
Champa wanted to revolutionize the art world through her intellect. But by now, she had exhausted all of her bold and brilliant ideas. And for her, any moment not spent impressing random humans is a moment wasted. As it was, she was feeling a little mentally drained. She started eyeing other people around her, again, ignoring the ones she knew. Champa identified herself as the woman who possessed everything, and she felt a need to rise above everyone else to feel validated. She craved the compliment so much that she would choose to spend most days doing the things that she hated, only so she could impress everyone. Champa had become addicted to not only the warm, fuzzy feeling of affirmation when someone complimented her, but also to that cold sense of satisfaction when any woman looked at her with envy. The more contact she gathered, the bigger her ego got. She realized she had just spent an hour talking to these girls. That was more than enough. One should never be seen talking to the same group for the entire duration of a party. It gives people the impression that you don't have any other friends. She spotted another well-connected person at the other end of the balcony, and without saying a single word, she sashayed away, making sure her toned hips became the center of these people's attention. Equipped with diamonds and a brilliant mind, she decided she would adopt Wasl and turn it into the most famous art-producing organization in Pakistan.